Brock Kiesler is no stranger to equipment auctions. Today, he's at an auction in Monrovia, looking for a new combine and head unit for harvesting next year's crop. There are about a half dozen machines he has his eye on. Kiesler is young and trying to get a start in agriculture, so purchasing new equipment is out of the question.
Starting out, you know, I don't have the capital the big boys have. I don't have the access to banks. Banks won't hardly lend me any money on used equipment and things, so it's pretty much a cash and carry basis, so it very much limits your growth.
Even if he could access the credit, Kiesler would likely have a hard time finding anything new before next spring. Dylan McClure is a parts and sales representative at Stone's Farm Service in Greensburg. Many of the tractors on his lot are already sold.
So there's some models we order now, and it's not Kubota's fault, but you know, you could select when you'd like it delivered, and a lot of those models are coming up February 2023.
McClure and others say problems acquiring steel and chips for larger models make it even harder to provide the type of service they're accustomed to. While these types of supply chain challenges affect everything from your morning cup of coffee to your car, the situation is unique for farmers. Many purchased seed, fertilizer, and other inputs well before today's challenges. That, paired with a strong harvest this year, means many farmers are sitting on larger than normal profits. Buyers and experts alike say the price of used equipment at auction can be up to 30% higher. Gary Schnitke, a professor of farm management at the University of Illinois, explains why.
Farmers have disposable income, so they have money to spend. Tax laws really favor purchasing equipment.
And he says that's driving up prices.
Part of that is supply problems with the chip manufacturing, chip shortages that we saw. So there's those issues, and then there's just labor issues, which is impacting everybody.
So, boy, who can beg all day, Gary. Sold
15. Kiesler bid on multiple pieces of equipment, but ultimately the prices were beyond his budget.
A year ago, it was probably 30% less than it is now, but just due to the farming economy currently, and it seems like everybody's got plenty of money, if you find a really cherry piece of used equipment, things are bringing top dollar, almost as much or more than it when they were bought new.
While nearly everyone agrees this isn't sustainable long term, currently the market is showing few signs of cooling. Kurt Everett is a buyer at Ted Everett, one of Indiana's largest farm equipment auctions.
Right now, we don't have anything. You know, we're out. In 60 more days, we got to have that lot full again. Is it possible? I don't know. I hope so. I mean, we always say it's not going to bend. We've always made it, but it's getting tougher. I will tell you that.
Many farmers already see the end of this boom in profit coming. Inputs such as seed and fertilizer cost 2 to 3 times more than last year. But right now, in the short run, many see dollar signs. The price of corn is up 75% since March.
When guys start seeing that return on investment for corn, even in the used market, everybody now thinks they want to be a big-time farmer and make a little money.
Everett worries about what could happen when the market does slow.
We're way out here on a limb. Just waiting on that thing to break off, and I hope I don't have a bunch of inventory when it does break.
Do you think a lot of farmers are overpaying for stuff now?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm overpaying for stuff, you know? Everything's way out of touch. Way out of touch. Will it come back? I don't know. I kind of like for it to go back the way it was, you know, but who knows.
In the meantime, Everett says he'll continue scouring dealerships in Indiana and neighboring states to put auctions together, a task that's becoming increasingly difficult. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brock Turner.